Reverend Franklin Graham honors the life of strong fighter Senator Lindsey Graham. By Amy Furr on July 12, 2026. Reverend Franklin Graham honored Senator Lindsey Graham's RSC, life and service to the nation early Sunday morning in the hours immediately after his sudden death. I was surprised and saddened to learn that Senator Lindsey Graham passed away yesterday. He had just been to Ukraine and was scheduled to be interviewed on NBC Meet the Press this morning, he wrote in a social media post. Only God knows the number of our days on this earth, he continued. Before serving in the U.S. Senate for more than 20 years, he was a member of the U.S. House of Representatives. He also served 33 years in the U.S. Air Force, Air National Guard, and Air Force Reserve, retiring as a colonel in 2015. Please pray for Senator Graham's family, especially for his sister Darlene, who he helped raise when their parents both passed away. He was known as a strong fighter for his state of SC and his country, and he will be greatly missed. Sen. Graham died late Saturday at the age of 71 due to a brief and sudden illness, his office announced Sunday, Breitbart News reported. He served in the U.S. Senate for over two decades and won the Republican primary in June once President Donald Trump gave him his endorsement. In a Truth Social post around 2 a.m., Trump wrote Senator Lindsey Graham, "One of the greatest people and senators I have ever known, is dead. He was always working, and was a true American patriot. Lindsey will be greatly missed. Details and arrangements to follow. So sad." Breitbart News noted that as one of those leading the charge for the Safeguarding American Voter Eligibility (SAVE) Act and a strong voice of support for the U.S.'s military actions against the Iranian regime, Graham was a close ally of Trump's in 2026. The outlet cited police scanner audio and stating that emergency crews responded to his residence in Washington, D.C., late Saturday for a report of cardiac arrest. Sen. Graham had just returned from Ukraine where he met with President Volodymyr Zelensky. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel had lost one of its greatest friends and a senator, according to Breitbart News. "America has lost a great patriot. I have lost a beloved friend. Our hearts are with Lindsey's family and with the American people at this difficult time. May his values and initiatives continue to guide us toward victory and peace, and may his memory forever be a blessing," he stated.